Brought to you by Lightspeed Aviation and XMWX Satellite Weather. Changed your mind about who makes the world's quietest, most comfortable aviation headset? Then come by Lightspeed's booth and learn about our Zulu special and the expanded trade-up program. And be sure to cast a vote for your favorite aviation charity. The top five will each receive no less than $10,000 from the Lightspeed Aviation Foundation. See us in booth D51 through D53.
Hi, this is Mary Grady reporting for AFWEB, and today at Sun and Fun 2010, I'm talking with Eric Lindberg, and he's going to fill us in on his new project called the Lindberg Electric Aircraft Prize. So, Eric, thanks for being with us today, and can you just tell us what this prize is all about?
Hi, Mary. The Lindberg Electric Aircraft Prize is really a result of 20 years in the aviation industry and over a decade in the education world and also prize philanthropy. Really, it represents what I see as my highest potential to create positive change in the world, and it's utilizing this focal point of electric aircraft and helping to really boost that industry, which promises somewhat cheaper, more efficient, safer, more renewable or sustainable flight, which is one of the things that we need in the aviation industry. And so we'll be giving a suite of prizes away at Oshkosh Air Venture every year. This will be our first year, and the prizes are best electric aircraft with an eye towards aircraft that are accessible to the normal pilot. So we don't want the $4 million prototype. We want something that's going to make electric flight more accessible to the average pilot. So best aircraft, best systems, component systems that work together, and then best component is another prize, and then we'll have a public voting component, which will really try to gauge the public's interest and also have that prize be open to aircraft all around the world, not just at AirVenture, so that something like Bertrand Piccard's Solar Impulse could be eligible for that, and it'd be difficult for him at this point to bring it to Oshkosh.
Okay, great. And have you set a dollar amount on what these prizes will be?
That's a great question. No, we have not. We anticipate having cash prizes for the awards, but we need sponsors for those cash prizes. So if your company wants to sponsor the Lindberg Aircraft Prize for Best Aircraft, we need to speak to you. It's an industry that is growing. It's sustainable. It's green. If your company wants to have that brand presence in the world, we'd like to speak with you, because we need to set those prize amounts.
So you're really trying to encourage development of this technology as a real practical solution. And how far do you see that being capable of going? Can this power real transportation-oriented aircraft?
That's a fantastic question, because and I have to preface that I'm not an expert on electric aircraft. I'm very interested. I love the concept. Some people say, I have advisors on my technical advisory committee telling me that the physics of battery and the energy density of batteries will not allow practical usage of electric aircraft. And he's a physicist, and he knows what he's talking about. The issue I have with that, and some of my other technical advisors are saying, oh no, we're going to have electric 172s within 7 years with that capability of the most popular aircraft that's ever been sold, the 172. That's the kind of utilization that we'd like to see. Now, is it going to come through those traditional physics of the batteries that we know, the lithium-ion batteries, or are someone going to figure a way around that, not breaking the laws of physics, but a different way to deliver and store energy, store and deliver energy with carbon nanotubes and ultracapacitors? I don't know. I'm not an expert, but I have to believe that when people say something is impossible to do, it's just a matter of time before they're proven wrong, and a lot of brilliant minds are working on solving those issues. And I know there's a couple of less related technologies, I guess, that have potential. One is nuclear technology, nuclear batteries. There's a little problem with radiation. So that may be an issue. There's also this interesting technology, beamed power, which is now proven technology. and the possibility of beaming power to an electric aircraft. Now, obviously, you don't want to have a 747 beaming power to a 152 type aircraft, but I have to believe that people are going to look, and the solution that we're going to see in the long run is going to look different than what we envision today. So instead of trying to create that future using known technologies, what we're doing at with the Creative Solutions Alliance and LEAP, the Lindbergh Electric Aircraft Prize, is to create a container that will help promote that this industry to grow. So we want to leave those prizes open enough that we can promote solutions from outside of the box.
So do you have a sense of what technologies need to develop most quickly to make this happen? Is it really just the batteries, or are there other components involved?
That's another fantastic question. And I am currently asking just that question of all the designers that we're seeing out here, Randall Fishman here in the Green Space Tent, Tom Pagini, and the guys at Unique, and the guys at Sonics doing the eFlight initiative, and I'm getting different answers, which is fascinating, but in general, the battery storage and the weight of batteries is really limiting to aircraft. So you need more range to be practical. You have to carry more batteries, and batteries are heavy. And so that really limits, that's one of the biggest limiting factors. Now, so batteries, obviously, as one component, the charging systems and the packs that monitor and charge and discharge the batteries are also crucial. And there's software in there that can help it, because batteries get hot, and if you don't treat them right, if you don't cycle them properly, they lose their longevity. So you don't want it to last four or five times and then be done. It's hugely expensive and ends up being very inefficient. There are other places that also need, how shall we say, stimulus, and one of those is regulatory environment, and that there is work going on. I'm pretty confident that we'll get through that, partly because Europe is already operating their light sport equivalent rules are not limiting electric aircraft, but here in the United States they were omitted. So that's an important piece. There's a regulatory environment that needs to be developed to support electric aircraft so that they're safe and reliable and so forth. But I don't see that as being as big a barrier, and people are working on that.
Okay, great. Now, are there opportunities for sort of hybrid development? Is that something that you're looking into?
Yes, we have included the potential for hybrid aircraft to win the Electric Aircraft Prize, the best aircraft, if they're done in series. So, like the Chevy Volt, it's they have an engine on there that extends the range, but the power plant is primarily electric. So, really, what we want to avoid is a gas engine driving a prop and an electric aircraft driving a prop. But again, I'm really relying on my technical advisory committee to take the long view of what's going to impact the aviation industry the quickest.
Okay, thanks. So if people want to know more about the Lindbergh Electric Aircraft Prize, where would they go to find out more?
You need to go to the lindbergprize.org, and you can see a lot of the information that we have on the web, our press kit, pictures, etc., and we will be publishing the rules soon. We don't have those fully fleshed out. It's a team of two, and we have been getting tremendous help, and we need more help. We need sponsors, and we need volunteers. To really make this vision happen.
Okay, well, thanks very much, and we'll look forward to hearing more about this at Oshkosh. And again, this was Mary Grady talking with Eric Lindbergh about the Lindbergh Electric Aircraft Prize.
Thanks, Mary.
XMWX satellite weather is as vital as vision. Never fly blind again when you add XMWX satellite weather to your onboard electronic suite today. Come see what the latest XMWX satellite weather has to offer at Sun and Fun booth C24 or visit us online at xmwxweather.com.